It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, good morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. My voice sounds like I just rolled out of bed, but I swear I didn't. I've been up for a couple hours now, but I'm glad you're here with us. And we've got some Septemberish weather out there. Would you say this morning, Kim?
Yeah. I mean, all weekend it looks like it's going to be kind of fall weather, lows in the 50s. In fact, I was listening to that thinking, man, I kind of want to have a bonfire.
I thought that myself coming in. 59 degrees tonight.
I mean, whip out the s'mores.
What a great night to sit outside around a fire and maybe have a cocktail. That sounds like a fantastic plan. I don't know about you, but you know, a lot of people are going to be out filling the streets and protesting this evening. So that's kind of what we're facing in St. Louis over the course of the weekend, I'm afraid. You know, this is the 10-year anniversary of the shooting death of suspect Mike Brown. And it is once again being whipped up into a frenzy and blown completely out of proportion, allowing the lies to continue to fester in Ferguson, Missouri. Channel 4 did a big piece on it last night. CBS News is running, an hour special, a two-hour special. I don't know how long it is. It airs tonight on CBS Network called 13 Days in Ferguson or something like that, covering the protest and the shooting. And you're going to hear the filtered through the CBS News bias of what happened in Ferguson. We can talk about this until we're blue in the face. At the end of the day, Mike Brown died because he put himself in that situation, and the person's life most impacted by this is the police officer who was wrongly accused of a bad shooting, and multiple investigations proved that he didn't do anything wrong. And the question you should ask yourself this morning is, what happened to Darren Wilson? His career was ruined, ended. He had to get out. He had to leave law enforcement because of this. And multiple investigations found that he did nothing wrong. Excuse me. We'll talk more about it throughout the morning. I've got some sound bites I want to play for you. Some clips of 10 years ago, the night it happened. I was on the radio that weekend, doing my weekend show here on 97.1. And it was when the protests started and the looting started and the mess started, it took 2 days, Kim, for this thing to spiral into a nationwide, because it fit the exact narrative that Al Sharpton and the other race baiters were looking for, and they all flew into town. This happened on the 9th, and on the 11th, there was a news conference by Al Sharpton whipping up the crowd, and then Ferguson burned. How this all happened is not a surprise. Much of it was very intentional, taking advantage of a community that was angry because they had been lied to about what happened, and they vented that by destroying a town called Ferguson. They destroyed it. And a little later in the show, we're going to talk to the man who was the chief of police the night this happened, Tom Jackson, I've known him for years. I knew him when he worked for St. Louis County Police. He then moved into the chief's role in Ferguson. And we'll let him tell you in his own words in the 8 o'clock hour today what happened here, for sure. Still a lot more going on. The President Trump's fantastic hour-long speech that he gave yesterday. Not speech, press conference. It was a press conference.
I've seen some really funny memes, by the way, from the Babylon Bee talking about how the press right now is really confused, wondering what is a press conference, because they don't really know what that they forget, having covered Joe Biden the last 3+ years and now Kamala Harris, who is just as good at escaping the media and any unscripted questions when she doesn't have a teleprompter, that they've probably been really confused.
She cannot
press. What?
What has happened?
I get
here?
To ask questions. This isn't scripted. I'm not told what to ask or what to say or what I can't say.
He's randomly picking on people, doesn't even know their name. You in the blue. And he just takes their question and he handles it. They don't want to praise him, but you can tell they were all thrilled that they got an hour with him yesterday. And you know how the media played it? Donald Trump is trying to take advantage and regain the momentum after the extreme groundswell of support for Kamala Harris around the country. So he staged a news conference in Mar-a-Lago. That's how the mainstream media is playing what he did yesterday. All he did was say, I'm going to have a media availability. If you want to show up, show up.
Mm-hmm.
They showed up and he took questions unscripted for over an hour. And they don't remember what that's like. It's been so long. All right, we're going to get to all that and more for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, Carl, let's get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
She hasn't done an interview. She can't do an interview. She's barely competent, and she can't do an interview. But I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
They can't stand it when he says it. Oh, he must be a racist. He must be a misogynist. How dare he refer to a woman as incompetent? In the same answer, he praised Hillary Clinton. But you didn't hear that on the mainstream media, did you?
We believe in the collective. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, trying to separate us, trying to pull us apart.
Yeah.
That's not where the strength lies.
We believe in the collective, says the woman with the hammer and sickle symbol that should have been on the billboard behind her there, but it wasn't, of course. She just happened to be at a union hall.
We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states, and we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Ooh, Tim Walz, could we get you to repeat that for us yet again? The weapons of war comment that you carried in wartime, even though that's a complete lie to rile up your supporters for gun control. It's a gun grab.
28 out of every high school students is Latino. We better start figuring it out.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
28 out of every high school student. Joe Biden makes an appearance. I guess he was with the Texas Rangers yesterday at the White House. I tried to listen to a couple of sound bites from that, and I'm not quite sure where the Latino connection was. I mean, I'm sure there are members of the Texas Rangers who are Latino, but they were there. He gave him a jersey, right? He was happy about that. And then he wandered around, and there's audio of him going, where am I supposed to go now? Like, it was, the dude is cooked. It's not a surprise they're trying to hide him. I heard speculation on this yesterday. Kim, tell me what you think. As you step back on a 30,000-foot view, this whole thing looks so much more planned. Because everything's kind of happened. We watch it in real time. We don't really kind of step back and look. I almost believe the Obamas, or who called, you call it a conspiracy theory, I don't care. Whoever's in charge, Valerie Jarrett, whoever's running the administration, decided a long time ago, here's what we're going to do. We know how bad Kamala Harris is. We don't want to give her the reins too early. We need to wait till very close to the end when we can run a managed 70 or 80 day campaign to try to fool the American public. We will do an early debate, finally let the public see how bad Joe is, use that as an excuse to pressure him to give up the nomination to Kamala Harris. We will control her appearances in front of the media to the greatest extent that we can, so she doesn't have any more gaffes or word salad. And then about a month before the election, so that would be coming up in September or October, the October surprise is they'll announce Joe Biden is resigning the presidency. She'll get sworn in as president of the United States, and she'll be perceived as the incumbent president on election day.
I think your theory is very close to being spot on. The only thing I might disagree with is that I don't think Kamala Harris was the one they were really excited about from the get-go. I think this was a plan to get Joe Biden out, and that maybe was why they wanted to do a ridiculously early debate that's kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I agree with, but I can't imagine that Kamala was who they wanted this whole time. I think they probably were scrambling, and they knew it would upset voters if they went with anybody else.
Have you ever seen one of those old-fashioned washing machines they used to use 100 years ago, where you had to scrub the clothes, and then to dry them, you would put them through this wringer on the backside? So my theory here is that the Democrats, you know what was in that wringer, and they knew that if they somehow vaulted Kamala Harris, they would lose 60% of the black vote, which they can't afford to do.
Right.
That's my theory. That's why I think they realized at some point we can't leapfrog her or we will never recover from it. There's no way out of this in a short period of time. And that's when they decided they had to put all of their marbles in her court and move forward with this plan.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I heard somebody else mention the possibility of him stepping down before November.
I could see it happening.
And, you know, being completely honest, maybe it would be what's best for the country, because he's not the leader of the free world right now. He's simply not. This thing has progressed much more quickly than anybody feared, I think. All right, I've run over.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.